Welcome to the ASVAB Domination Podcast, where we help you crush the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, also known as the ASVAB, in order to achieve your dreams of serving in the United States Armed Forces. I'm your host, Mickey Gaminol, and I'm excited to share my years of experience and expertise in ASVAB preparation with you. In each episode, we'll dive deep into test material, strategies for success, and insights from military veterans and experts. Whether you're a high school student considering military service or a seasoned professional seeking to advance your career, this podcast is your ultimate guide to mastering the ASVAB and achieving your goals. Let's dominate the ASVAB together. All right. Welcome to the Gaminol Tutors ASVAB Domination Podcast. Today, I am very, very excited. We have a special guest in the house. We have Aldo Nunez Plasencia. He is a Lance Corporal at Camp Lejeune in Jacksonville, North Carolina, serving with the 1st Battalion, 8th Marines Weapons Company as a 0341 Mortarman. Aldo is one of my previous students, and he's living his dream. Like, I'm so stoked to have him and see him out there doing his Marine stuff. So, Aldo, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming, man.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so happy that you went through, achieved your goals. You were having ASVAB struggles, and now you're a Marine. So I'm going to start with that question. What led you to go for Marine over any other branch?
Right. So that right there is something that gets everybody. Because obviously, when I first talked to you, like, I wanted to be an Air Force pararescue man. Like, I don't even remember when I first talked to you about it.
Yeah. And you were like, all aim high.
Aim high. Like, I remember saying that. Like, I really want to join the Air Force. And one thing that prevented me from doing that is I'm not a good swimmer. Like, I did not know how to swim. And I remember watching a documentary about it, pararescue, and I was like, oh, that's tough. They tie your hands up and your legs and throw you in the water. I'm going to die. I was thinking, I don't even know how to swim. And, you know, I thought about going to the Army because the Army route is actually a pretty good route going by getting to school and going to OCS and commissioning as an officer. So I did start with that route for a little while. I went to UNCC, University of North Carolina in Charlotte for a little while. I took some classes till I probably 3 semesters. I got into ROTC. And I was debating on going to National Guard while in school. But then, you know, part of me, like, wanting to serve now, like, I didn't want to wait. Like, ROTC was fine, but, like I kept seeing the news, you know, we had around the same time, you know, the evacuation of HKI over there in Kabul, Afghanistan was going on. And literally the same unit that I'm with right now were the ones that are in Afghanistan when that happened. They're the first boots on the ground. You know, that was Alpha Company with Victor 1-8. And a lot of my leadership right now were actually over there when that happened. But around that time, I didn't know. I was thinking.
I've heard Marines are the first ones to go in, right? Like, do you agree with that? Is that usually how it goes out?
It all depends. You know, most time they do come faster because, you know, they be deployed on, you know, Navy ships, on MUs. So obviously they'll be able to show up faster than the Army.
So your leadership was there during all that and everything like that. And is that why you picked Marine over any other branch?
Well, around that time, I didn't even know there was going to be my leadership. I was just watching the stuff, seeing Marines and, you know, like, being a young guy, you know, I want to go to combat. So I remember I contacted a Marine recruiter and I told him, oh, I'm interested in joining the Marines. He asked me the simple question, see if I qualify. And then he told me to go to his office, take a practice test for the ASVAB. So I told him, okay. So I show up, but I showed up a little early because, like, I was too anxious to join. Apparently he was in his lunch break or something. He told me he's going to show up in like 10, 15 minutes. So I'm waiting outside the recruiting office because I couldn't really go inside because nobody was in the office. And the Army recruiter was actually right beside the office. I remember they come out and they tell me, they're like, hey, son, you're at the wrong door. And I come inside, it's hot outside. and you know, and I try to tell them, all like, oh, I got like an appointment with the Marine recruiter. He's like, oh, that's fine. You know, just come inside. You know, it's kind of hot outside. You're like, maybe we could talk. So I go inside, we talk for a little while. You know, obviously they're trying to persuade me to join the Army. He asked me, what you want to do? And I'm like, oh, I want to do something combat related, possibly infantry. He's like, oh, you know, the Army got infantry. You know, like, we could get you, like, airborne contract, Ranger contract, probably go to Ranger school, and that sounds cool. Like I was actually debating it, and you know, recruiters, they got their own little conflict going on.
Of course, yeah, for sure, it's competitive to get somebody in your shoes. You were motivated from the jump, so you're not like everybody. A lot of people who want to go into the military, it's their last resort. But you were motivated to get started and get involved into that life. So yeah, I can see how multiple recruiters would be chasing after you. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I remember my Marine recruiter. He got mad. He was like, no. I already had an appointment scheduled with him. And then I made a deal with both of the recruiters. I told them I would speak to both of them and I'll make my decision at the end. So then I went to go talk to the Marine recruiter first because I already had officially an appointment with him. Long story short, I leave the recruiting office pumped up. I'm going to be a Marine. Like, I was happy.
Awesome.
Yeah, so like around that time, I was already actually working with you. Like you was already helping me out with the ASVAB. So you actually got me, score high enough to actually get an infantry contract. I score a little bit higher. I think I got a 55 AFQT score.
That's great.
Something like that. Because you remember, I was struggling with math at first. I wasn't getting it. And that's one thing that you actually do be helping us out a lot. Because I mainly with math, you make it simple for us.
No, I love what I do. I love what I do. But we'll get back to that. Let's talk more about your Marine life. I want to know what boot camp was like for you. What was that about?
Boot camp. So to be honest, when I thought about boot camp, I'm thinking like, oh, we're going to be doing thousands of push-ups a day. I'm thinking it's going to be hard. We're going to have drill sergeants yelling at us all the time. And that is true. They do yell at you a lot. It was a big lifestyle change. Like I had to adapt to that. You can normally, in the outside world, everybody's respectful to you and you go in there, they automatically yelling at you. They're telling you to move fast. You're confused. You don't know what to do. And it was a lot of conflict, a lot of stress.
No, I've seen that. And I know in basic training, it's the same where they're yelling at you and they tell you to go one way and then they'll quickly tell you to go a different way. And they want you to be not sure where to go. They're trying to stress you out. So I'm sure on Marine side, it's probably like that. But I would think a little more intense.
Yeah, so like one thing that got me was I remember watching Full Metal Jacket and you were a good Sergeant Hartman would come up to you and he would just yell at you and start calling you all these names. Mm-hmm. So it happens like that, but the difference is you got like three drill instructors in your face. You don't have one. You got like multiple of them in your face.
But how long how long were you in basic training or boot camp for?
So it's 13 weeks.
3 months and change.
It was actually very good training. Like one thing that the Marine Corps does a good job with in their basic training is they drill a lot, like close order drill. Around the time I was in my head, I want to be a warfighter. What am I doing? I'm just looking pretty in my uniform. But really what they were doing is they was instilling discipline on us. Around the time, I didn't know what was going on. And actually make me more confident, with a rifle, with a weapon. I never really touched a weapon before.
What do you guys shoot? M4s, right? Is it M4s?
So in boot camp, we had an M16 A4 rifle, service rifle. So it was like old school. The old school rifle. Yeah, it was an old school rifle.
M16 is killing machines. Right on.
Right. So when I first got it, I was like, oh man, we better go to the range. I'm happy. Everywhere we go, we take our rifles with us. Like everywhere. Like you always have your rifle with you.
100%. Like they get you on that too. They try to catch you on that. They try to
they try. Like the worst thing that could happen to a Marine is you lose your rifle. Cool. So they teach us weapon discipline a lot over there.
And at the end of the 13 weeks, how does it play out? They do like a graduation ceremony?
Oh, yes. So that's kind of funny because like the day we became Marines, right, we did the Crucible and we finished the Crucible hike. They did the EGA ceremony. What they gave us like Eagle Globe and Anchor and we officially became Marines. And I remember, so one thing the Marine Corps does is when you become a Marine, they have a warrior breakfast and we go to the chow hall. We eat like kings or we eat like Vikings over there. It was nice.
That's awesome.
But me, like, I don't know what was going on with me that day. Like, I was stuffing my face with so much food. I was eating cake. I was so happy. And our drill instructors, for some weird reason, they was nice to us. Like, they was actually nice to us now. Like, it changed that fast that they started respecting us now.
I've noticed that in basic training too. Now you're a soldier. Now you're one of their like brothers, basically. I'm sure when you cross over to that Marine life, drill sergeants are going to look at you differently because you're not a trainee anymore. You're responsible for your brothers out there. So that's great.
Yeah, so like we spent one last week there. You know, we had to return all our gear, clean our rifles, return all our rifles because we shot the range and we just came back from the Crucible. So like our rifles were all dirty. And we had to get our uniforms together because the Marine Corps, like, they're strict on their uniforms. Like, your uniform got to be perfect. So we're getting our dress blues together. And we also had the battalion commander inspection where our service office, where the company battalion commander will literally inspect our uniforms.
How'd that go?
it was a crazy story. So the lieutenant colonel comes in. I remember we all standing in line. We're in our service alphas. Our drill instructors were kind of nervous because the battalion commander was coming. And I remember, so he was marching in the middle. And I remember, for some weird reason, he stopped right in front of me and this other guy. And I'm confused whether he's looking at me or he's looking at the other guy. But then he looks straight at me and tells me, "So you're going to report?" And then, so then I reported, and you know, I remember he snatched my rifle out of my hand because we had to do something called inspection arms and stuff, like to make sure your rifle's cleared out. As soon as I cleared out my rifle, he inspected my rifle, and I remember he grabbed his finger and sticked it inside the chamber, and then showed me his finger. He was like, "What is that, Marine?" And I remember I saw nothing on his finger, and I was like, "Nothing, sir." "Exactly. Good job."
Hell yeah.
And then, he had me nervous. I'm over there standing in parade rest.
Wow.
And he just started asking me simple questions like, "Oh, who's coming to graduation? What MOS I got?" I chose infantry. And then whatever, you know, he carried on, started talking to other people. You know, he was actually pretty nice. You know, we was all just nervous for no reason.
No, that's amazing. It's cool that your weapon was clean. I'm always bad at that. I feel like he would have got me for sure. But
if you know how long we cleaned them rifles, because like the last week there is called Marine Week, and literally, like, you really don't have much to do but clean your rifle. Like, you're cleaning your rifle for hours and hours and hours.
Nah,
like, even when my rifle was clean, the dungeon still just kept telling us, "Keep cleaning."
Hey, well done. Well done. How has your military experience impacted your personal and professional growth? How do you feel kind of changed where the direction of your life? Professionally and personally?
Well, personally, it actually gave me more confidence, like more confidence in myself, and it made me more motivated. And I feel like that's very important. Like, a lot of people lack confidence in life right now.
100%.
And I feel like confidence is, like, you're going to find out that that's one of the biggest problems you're ever going to have in your life is lack of confidence in yourself. Because at the end of the day, you could do anything as long as you actually strive for it. But, you know, we lack confidence in it, and the military actually helped me, you know, to stand up straight and actually work and grind for whatever I want. You know, it gave me more courage, you know, to face the world and, you know, be who I want to be.
That's awesome. That's huge. And that affects you personally and professionally. That's gonna take you many different directions in who you spend your life with, in what career you choose, what you're going to do with your time. That's great.
Yeah, so like, help you, like, be more confident with talking to other people, you know, dress nice, you know, talk with manners, like, people, give people proper greeting of the day. I treat people with respect.
That's great. So here's one. I think you'll have no problem with this because you had ASVAB struggles yourself. What advice would you give someone preparing for the ASVAB and considering a career in the military?
Well, when it comes to the ASVAB, you know, I want to say, you know, like, actually study, like really actually take time to study it. Like don't just go try to wing it. Like, especially if you know you're not good in, you know, like an ASVAB and you've been out of school for a little while, or you're fresh out of school, because even, you know, I would struggle either way. And if you really do find yourself like you're not improving or you don't know how to study, like, maybe seek out some help, like invest in yourself, like just like when I did, when I contacted you and I seeked out help, because it's always good to invest in yourself. But talking about investing in yourself, yes, invest in knowledge. Also find out what you want to do in the military, because there's a lot of things you can do in the military. As we all know, everybody think everything is combat related, infantry, you know, we're thinking about Army Rangers, we're thinking about all that stuff. But really, you can be a mechanic, you got your work in law, financial services, like, you can do a lot of things in the military. And a lot of people don't know that. And all that depends on your ASVAB score. And you also got to have a purpose. Like, why do you want to be there? Because things are going to get hard. You do need that time to reflect on yourself when things do get hard. So that, get in shape.
That's something you've always been good at, right? You've always been pretty decent at working out. I remember even when I was tutoring you, you were running, you were doing pull-ups, right. You were doing all that stuff, right?
Right, even to this day, I'm still motivated like that.
Do you feel like it comes naturally to you, over like more naturally than most folks?
No, not at all, because like I actually never worked out in my life. Like I was not good at working out. Like when I made the decision I wanted to join the military, like that's when I started working out. I remember I couldn't run at all. I remember I found out that like in the Marine Corps you do a 3-mile time run for the PFT. So I told myself, oh, I'm gonna run 3 miles. Oh, they hit the block and I was already gassed out, I was already cramping up. And you know, I had to build myself from the bottom up. I could only do one pull up.
Really? I never would have
guessed. Yeah, it was terrible. Like I just took the PFT not long ago. I did 20 pull-ups.
Outstanding.
It's pretty strong. And I did my 3-mile in 19 minutes, 30 seconds.
3 miles?
Yes, 3 miles in 19 minutes, 30 seconds.
Wow. That's impressive. That's good numbers.
Yeah, right now it's PFT season right now.
That's great. So get in shape and actually study. I really like the actually study part. I know a lot of folks out there, people who have had as students, people who have tried to be students and that sort of thing, they don't actually study. You know, they'll show up for class, they'll look at worksheets for a long time, but they're not actually trying to learn. Can you tell me more about, because you actually did. I remember teaching you very specifically, and you would pick up things, like you would understand. Like I could talk about averages all day long, and some people won't grasp it. You know, they're I don't know, I think they're listening, but I don't think they're really like internalizing. So what do you think it is that you did differently where you were actually, your study time was so much more valuable than so many others?
Well, the thing is, I would say it was two things. First thing first, like if you really don't understand something, actually ask questions. Like, that's actually the reason why you're there.
Yeah.
That's why you're tutoring us. We got a question, we need to ask our question.
You're always good about that too. That's great.
You need to do that for anything, whether you're going to college or you're doing a military school, for any reason, you're confused on anything, ask questions. And the other thing is, I just had that mindset where I really wanted to get in. Like, I really want to serve in the military. Like, if this is what I got to do, because the ASVAB was getting in my way. Because, yeah, I don't care how good in shape you are. If you're not passing the ASVAB, you're not getting in the military.
It's true. So you had the motivation and you actually asked questions. That's great. That's better than I could have said it, for sure. All right. I got two more questions for you. What would you describe as the most challenging aspect of your military training and how you overcame it?
So the most challenging thing was actually adapting to the military culture, because like you're going to see like when you first get the basic training, like everything changes. Like, I don't know how it was for the Army, but in the Marine Corps, like they change things. Like, you can't really say your name no more. Like, you can't use words like I or mine. You got to say this recruit. Yeah, like if you want to talk to a drill instructor, you got to ask permission to talk to him first.
Oh, yeah, we got and that one.
You got to say the proper greeting of the day all the time, or, you know, bad things going to happen, and, you know, or they're just going to ignore you. It's just, and then a whole lot of discipline. Like, you got to wake up, you got to make your bed, you got to fold your clothes in a proper way. Like, it's so easy for us to wake up and not make our bed. You know, we like discipline because nobody's really enforcing it on us.
Do you ever get your bunk tossed or anything like that? They ever go through your, rip up your locker or anything?
Oh, yeah, of course. It happens to all of us.
It's like happens a to mess. The best ones. See, I think I got lucky. I got away with a couple things. I think because I was older. I think because I was 30. The drill sergeants were about my age. There was one time where I left my bunk unlocked and they didn't throw everything in the air like they were doing. I got really lucky. But I know that's what they do. I know that's what they do. Everybody gets it at least once.
Yeah, for me, it happened so many times. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I was kind of the target for the drill instructors because I was not good in drill. Like I had trouble catching up in drill. I was struggling to catch a step. And if you're not good in drill in Marine boot camp, the drill instructors literally hate you.
You mean as far as like marching in step and on cadence and all
marching
that?
Marching in step and cadence. There's a reason why they call drill instructors.
Got you. No, that makes sense. Do you think you're better for it because they were hard on you? You think you're a better Marine for your time?
Oh, yes, of course. Because I remember, so one of the first things that they ever told us when we got to Paris Island is you're either going to be smart or you're going to be strong. And looking at my military career so far until today, I guess I chose to be strong.
Good job. Outstanding. I mean, yeah, your PFT scores are showing it, so that's great.
Oh yeah, my drill sergeants did me a good favor. They got me in shape.
Good deal. All right, last question. So I think I'm excited to hear your answer to this because I think a lot of people could benefit from what you think about this question. But what is the best book you recommend leading up to joining the military?
So I'm gonna recommend the book that actually got me very interested in the military, but specifically the Marine Corps. It's one book called One Bullet Away, The Making of a Marine Officer by Nathaniel Fick. And so he was like a platoon commander in the infantry and later on became recon. But he talked about his experiences, on his deployments in Iraq and, going through OCS, becoming an officer and all the challenges he faced. It's a good leadership book. It teaches you a lot about the culture. So I really enjoyed that book. He talked a lot about the core values of the Marine Corps. I actually reread it not long ago, and my current squad leader, he's actually borrowing it right now.
Oh, good.
He's reading it right now. So he actually enjoys that book as well.
One Bullet Away.
One Bullet Away, The Making of a Marine Officer. It's a good book.
Where does the title come from? Do you know, or is it just?
So one thing he talks about is, what's the difference between a platoon sergeant and a platoon commander? Just one bullet, because the platoon commander, he dies, then the platoon sergeant has to step up. At the end of the day, they both work as a team.
It sounds like a pretty heavy book, but Marines are pretty heavy folk. You guys are pretty serious about your military training, which is great. I think you're going to crush it as a Marine. I'm really excited for you. How long's your contract?
So I got a 4-year contract. I've been in for almost 2 years now.
Wow. Almost halfway. And what are you thinking? Do you have a next plan or anything like that? Or just riding it out?
Yeah. So I'm actually debating whether should I stay the enlisted route, should I go the officer route? Because like I told you from the beginning, I was aspiring to be an officer. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually debating on becoming a Marine officer.
Very cool. But definitely staying in the Marines. No more Air Force life for you.
No more Air Force. I'm sorry, Air Force, but once the Marines got you, they got you. I mean, you see a lot of people they squeeze to different branches. There's nothing wrong with that. I just fell in love with the Marine Corps. I like the way they do things. I like their whole philosophy on war fighting.
Well, you should be very proud of yourself. I'm really happy for you. I think you're doing great things. And I'm excited to see, what you do next, continuing your career. The fact that you're working out, the fact that you're reading, they seem like small things, but if you're reading a book a month or a book every 6 months, over the next few years, you're going to read a lot more books than the people around you. You're going to do a lot more pushups than the people around you. And so your success is inevitable because of your consistency. And so, yeah, you should definitely, just be really proud of yourself and be kind to yourself, man. That's great. It's amazing stuff. Cool.
I feel like that is really what it's all about, being consistent.
Yeah, you've been good at it. You've been great at it. So any last things you want to say? If people want to look you up, is there a place where they can find you or anything like that?
Yeah, so lately I haven't really been on social media a lot lately. I've been too busy focusing, on my career right now. I'm trying to go to my advanced school right now. So, I'm currently a motorman right now. So I'm trying to get ready for that. But if you want to find me, you can check me out on Facebook. That's really where I'm on it at right now because, I got family over there. I'm still trying to stay connected with family.
Okay, great.
And, my Facebook name is Aldo Nunez Plasencia, simple, my normal name.
Well, Lance Corporal Aldo Nunez Plasencia, congratulations, man. It's great to have you on the show. I really appreciate all your insight. You were one of the best students I've had. So I'm so happy that you're living out those dreams, man. That's great.
Sounds good. And, hopefully you could get me on here another time and we could discuss more important things.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
Remember to be kind to yourself and treat yourself as a learner. Are you considering a career in the military but feeling overwhelmed by the ASVAB exam? Look no further than GammonAllTutors.com for the best ASVAB prep courses. Our courses are designed by experienced instructors to help you master the best sections of the ASVAB exam, including mathematics, English, and general science. We use proven teaching methods and provide extensive practice materials to ensure that you are fully prepared on test day. With GammonAllTutors.com, you'll have access to comprehensive study guides, personalized tutoring sessions, and online practice exams. Our courses are available on demand, so you can learn at your own pace and on your own schedule. Don't let the ASVAB exam hold you back from achieving your career goals. Sign up for GammonAllTutors.com ASVAB prep courses today and take the first step towards a successful military career.